With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Sports Horn. More live hours than anyone else. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours a year. Football.
It's a goal!
Other sports.
It's a goal!
News, views, who's going where. Opinions from the pros.
If Jonjo Shelvey was Spanish, he'd have 15 caps for England by now.
Authentic noise from the fans.
I'm a fan of Scottish football. I pretend I like it, but let's face it, it's pish.
Time for all the sport. Sound that horn. This is Sports Horn.
Arrival in
94.
All clear.
You're listening to a very, very special Ian Five Ankles breakfast show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Special Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson, on the day that Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo compete to become the first footballer to land on the moon.
The Messi versus Ronaldo space race on Sports Horn.
I'm Craig from Chesterfield, and I reckon that Leo will get to the moon first because he weighs less.
Ian Five Ankles.
Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, rivals on the field, but now they have their sights set on something truly historic. It doesn't get any bigger than this, Ian.
It's huge, Anthony. Bigger than the 2009 Champions League final. Bigger than the 2011 Copa del Rey. Even bigger than their international games when... No, I can't think of anything memorable Messi's actually done for Argentina.
It seems like yesterday that Messi and Ronaldo announced rival bids to travel to the moon. They've built their rockets. We're seeing on the live stream on the monitor that they're limbering up and just running through their final checks. 23 minutes until liftoff, Ian.
We are watching history. It's the natural progression. A rivalry on the pitch spills over to a rivalry off it, and by extension, into the galaxy. Whoever gets onto that moon first, then plants their flag, will become known as the greatest of all time.
Ian, Senna versus Prost, Nadal versus Federer, Ronaldo versus Messi.
Well, precisely, yes. Yeah, I'd like to add myself versus Rod Wallace in that mix, if I may, Anthony.
So many Ronaldo and Messi superfans are tuning in.
Bloody Rod Wallace. Palace.
This is your channel for all the pre-launch predictions and post-landing analysis. Ian, it's estimated that as many as 7 million Messi and Ronaldo fans have tuned into our space race coverage over the last few weeks.
Yeah, and I've got an anecdote to tell about how I nearly played against both of them.
Do not miss that. We'll be back right after this.
Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Spread some Ian on your toast.
I can't believe it's not Ian.
Men, do you struggle to meet women? Tired of dating apps? Visit Fairsex Island, the world's first speed dating landmass.
An island the size of Ormskirk, full of ladies waiting to meet you.
They can only leave once they meet a man, and the food is running low.
Ferries running from Holyhead twice daily.
I'm Mick, United fan from Southampton. I think Ronaldo is going to reach the moon first. Do it for Mancunia, Ronnie.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles.
And just a quick update on Fairsex Island. Due to the inclement weather, ferries from Holyhead will not be running until Saturday.
That's the last thing those women need. They'll be disappointed with that.
They will. Now just 20 minutes until liftoff. Ian, you've been following Messi and Ronaldo's journey closely. Tell us about their tactics going into this one. Has either of them gained an early advantage?
Anthony, a lot has been spoken about their choice of launch sites. Mm-hmm. Messi has prime position, you'd argue, taking off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Oh, it's a top space center, Ian. Don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
Don't get me wrong. I do admire your Vandenbergs and your Cape Canaverals of this
of
world.
Of this world.
Of this world. But the Kennedy Space Center is special. It's Champions League,
absolutely,
Ian. Now, Ronaldo's launching in China. Why has he not chosen America?
Well,
yeah.
Well, he doesn't want to disappoint his American fans.
That's
but
the reason.
You cannot get more high-tech than the Wenchang Satellite Launch Center.
I've seen the website of the Wenchang Satellite Launch Center, Ian. It's an elite hub. Ronaldo fits in perfectly.
Oh, he knows the hub, Anthony. Yeah. He knows the hub. I went on a press tour there, as you know, and this launching center is second to none. Everything there is incredibly phallic.
Yeah.
You even got to eat space food in the canteen. I had a pill for lunch.
A pill?
Yeah,
a pill. You had a pill for lunch?
I did, a pill. I just had a pill for lunch. It was a proper futuristic.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the instructions were in Chinese, so I didn't see where it said you had to put it on a plate and add water. I just popped it in my mouth, swallowed it, and it enlarged to a family-sized beef stroganoff. I had to have my stomach pumped, as medically speaking, that much food that quick was just too much for my organs. But I have to say, it was delicious.
Ah, what a Wally. What would you be like in space?
Oh, I'd be fine in space.
Oh, really?
Don't doubt my abilities in space. I'd just take my own sandwiches.
The whole world has gone Messi and Ronaldo mad. Just a couple of events that are taking place around the country this morning. Teddy Sheringham is doing a live Q&A on his Twitter feed about playing with Ciarán at Manchester United and all the insights he has on the Portuguese's character. But he didn't play with him, Ian. Did he?
No.
Their time at Old Trafford did not overlap.
That's right, yes. It will be a very short Q&A, and most of it will be spent telling fans that they didn't actually play together. But it's great to hear from a legend of the game.
Oh, he's a legend of the game.
Of all the players that didn't play with Ronaldo, I'd say he was probably the most gifted.
And if you're passing the Excel Centre in London's Docklands, do pop in, as Lionel Messi's midwife will be showing exactly how she delivered Argentina's most precious baby since Maradona. We can actually dive into that live. Let's have a listen. There it is.
Gosh.
There it is. That's what's happening. I think they got onto the placenta. That talk will run all week and forms part of the NCT antenatal scheme if anyone needs to get any extra classes in. Ian, you were invited to the press launch.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes. The midwife doesn't speak English, but you can more than understand what went on in his mother's womb from her grunts and gesticulations. The only slight distraction is that she looks just like Carlos Valderrama.
Mm.
I kept drifting off and thinking she was about to curl the plastic mannequin baby into the top corner of the birth canal. Apart from that, it's great.
Let's continue across the country on this celebratory day. Tilly D is curator at the Tate Modern. Tilly, how are you marking the greatest rivalry of all time?
Fuck Rod Wallace!
Hi, Anthony. It's all go here at the Tate Modern. Artist Damien Hirst has put a Man United shirt on a bull and a Paris Saint-Germain shirt on a lion, then chops them up and put them in glass tanks.
Did he slaughter the animals himself?
No, they died of old age in their sleep. reflecting Ronaldo's and Messi's reluctant but inevitable march towards mortality.
How much are tickets?
No, it's sold out.
Can you make more tickets available?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. And Arlo Whip from the Guinness Book of Records is in Manchester, where fans are gathering to break a world record there.
That's right, yes. Thousands of Cristiano Ronaldo fans have congregated here at Piccadilly Gardens to perform Ronaldo's famous shoe celebration in unison.
Wow, what a spectacle.
It will be. They will all bring their Ronaldo tops. Many of them will be wearing shorts, despite being grown men. Some will have Brille Cream for their hair, just like their idol. A goal of Ronaldo's will play on a giant screen, and then Ronaldo fanboys will all jump up in unison, spin round and shout, "Sue!" At the top of their voice, a noise so loud it'll be heard from Old Trafford itself.
That is a top, 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 top effort. So it'll break the record for the largest Sue celebration in history.
No, the record set will actually be most hard drives checked by the police in 1 hour.
Ah, yes, yes.
Vital work
yes.
by the police there, Anthony. So rare that you can achieve such a high concentration of wrong-uns and saving the taxpayers a hefty fortune by rounding them up into the one place.
Absolutely. They do that for royal weddings as well.
I believe so.
Just 16 minutes till Messi and Ronaldo fire off and out into space. It's such a momentous occasion that there's no time for the news or the travel. Apologies to those of you caught up in that huge tailback on the M4. Due to an overturned lorry, but it's hardly our responsibility to keep the roads moving, is it, Ian?
Not today. No, not our job. On the plus side, if you are caught in the gridlock, you can get out of your car and gaze up at the heavens to see Messi and Ronaldo on their great race. Mm. That's what I'll be doing, and I'll be sitting on the roof of a car, just like in the films, hopefully with my ex-wife Denise. Denise, if you're listening and you have time after the show, that's what I'd like to do.
I remember that film, yeah. And everyone in the whole world is glued to their television, their screen, their phones, and to this live radio coverage.
Why would they listen to this when they can watch it?
Just 15 minutes now until launch. Here's ex-England, Chelsea and Southampton left-back Graham Lasso on what he would do if he went to space.
Hi, I'm Graham Lasso. And if I went to space, I'd spend the daytime performing groundbreaking experiments in biochemistry in order to further humanity's chances of survival on planets other than our own. And in the evenings, I'd float around doing loads of somersaults and catch skittles in my mouth like a slow-motion dolphin.
Thanks, Graham. You're listening to this special episode of the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
The Messi versus Ronaldo space race on Sportshorn. In space, no one can hear you score a 30-yard screamer.
Now from York, I think Messi will win, but it'll be a hollow victory as neither of them will survive the trip back. Come on, Messi.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Breakfast.
And who said Messi versus Ronaldo wouldn't have a long-lasting legacy on the interest of space travel? In the last 5 minutes, ex-England cricketer Matthew Hoggard has just followed NASA on Instagram.
An amazing moment.
Astonishing.
An amazing moment, Anthony. Yep. It's the straw that broke the camel's back. If Matthew Hoggard starts getting interested in space travel, then the sky really is the limit. This is a huge moment for humanity.
First Matthew Hoggard, then it might be Geraint Jones. Then you, but before you know it, it'll be the whole 2005 Ashes winning team.
Incredible.
You're on the text, Ian. 75358 is the number. What can you gauge from the mood of the nation this sports morning?
This morning, yes. The mood of the nation is as electric as the day of an FA Cup final. But an FA Cup final in the 70s when it actually meant something. Paul from Warminster says, I never once looked up into the sky until today.
Wow.
It's incredible. It's opening people's minds. Sally from Cumbria says, I'm going to eat a big ball of cheese in tribute to our wonderful moon. Lovely, lovely stuff, Sally. And Hamid in Fife says, space is so interesting. And any news of Sancho to Spurs?
Just 11 minutes until launch. Looking at the monitors now, what can we see? Ah, Ronaldo and Messi, they're both doing their final preparations in their mission control rooms. They both look calm, chatting to a few of their teams by vast banks of monitors. Messi's pressed a button on the desk there, which a scientist immediately unpresses. They both will be confident of victory, Ian. It's in their DNA, but only one player can reach the moon first.
Yeah, if you cut them open now, their blood would be ice cold.
Yeah.
But if they did suffer a cut this close to launch, you'd have to delay the countdown while they got patched up again by the physios, and nobody wants to see that.
Let's talk to head of the European Space Agency, Professor Anne Kenton. Professor Anne Kenton, you are on the line. Good morning.
Roger that, Anthony.
Magical. Professor, there have been over 10,000 space flights in history. 366 of them have been manned. Just how important is Messi versus Ronaldo going to the moon in comparison to them?
Easily in the top 10. Most of the probes and satellites we've sent up have been largely pointless, so they can be discounted.
Yeah.
The first manned flight to the moon was obviously number one. Then you have a couple of big ones. Tim Peake is up there as he live tweeted it, which was very significant. I'd put Messi and Ronaldo at number three, just behind Tim and just ahead of when the Russians sent up that monkey that died.
I've always wondered what happened to that.
When it died, they let it out the window. It's still floating around up there, orbiting our Earth. Helen Sharman said she saw it. It was all shriveled up and one of its eyes was still open.
Fascinating. Thank you so much, Professor Anne Kenton, for... I know you've got a busy day today, so appreciate you talking to us there. Live pictures of Messi and Ronaldo now getting into their spacesuits and waiting for the all clear to jump into their respective rockets. They have with them each a hamper. Talk us through what they're holding there, Ian. They've got hampers.
Yes, yeah, they've been given various gifts, kindly donated by the great and the good. Mementos, products that they perhaps endorse. Messi has a can of Pepsi for that reason. Ronaldo has a bottle of his aftershave, CR7. Smells like greatness.
He'll smell lovely in that shuttle. And inevitably, some PR gifts too. President Macron has given them some Eiffel Tower key rings to put on the moon. Joe Biden, a set of golf clubs, of course. course, harking back to the 1969 launch. And Brazilian icon and arguably the world's greatest ever player, Pelé, has donated one Viagra pill to each of them on behalf of Pfizer, it says here.
It is a top penis pill. Not that I've ever needed it. And you can ask my ex-wife Denise about that.
It's so important to talk openly and honestly about Viagra on sports radio. And that's what Pelé wants.
Yeah, that's all it's about, Anthony. It's men's health. It's men's matters. It's men's hygiene. And you know the rivalry between Messi and Ronaldo. They will fight to be the first man to take Viagra on the moon. Mm. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong, Ian.
They were top astronauts, but they would be kicking themselves that they didn't get erections on the moon. God rest their souls.
Well, Buzz Aldrin is still with us at the time of broadcasting, Ian.
It's true, Anthony, but I don't think Buzz Aldrin will be going up and getting an erection on the moon now. He's in his 90s. And the humorless laptop boffins at NASA, they simply won't allow him to take the flight with a hard-on.
Question, Ian, as a player, as a former player,
go on.
You've known the game.
Yep.
Would you get an erection in space?
I'd get an erection, yeah, and so would many of my former teammates. Lee Hendry would,
yep.
As would Jesper Gronkar, as would Facundo Sava, and they'd be twice as powerful as some of the modern players of today who just don't have the same passion we did. You wouldn't catch my generation diving in space.
Well, it's difficult to dive with the lack of gravity.
Nonsense. It's a lack of application. Modern players are soft and the game's gone.
And Messi and Ronaldo are walking down their tunnels. They are ready to step out onto the tarmac and towards their respective shuttles. This is our first look at each spacecraft, Ian. They have been kept a secret until now. We haven't even had any leaks. This is our first time exclusive looking at these spacecrafts. And there's Ronaldo's.
Wow.
There's Ronaldo's dominating the Chinese skyline. Oh, my.
Yep.
That takes your breath away. That is incredible.
It really does. This is astonishing, Anthony. It's a top rocket.
Of this world, Ian.
Of this world. Soon to be out of this world.
I mean, the fact sheet. There's a fact sheet popping up on the live stream on our monitor. It says Ronaldo's rocket, the CR7, is 184 foot tall and weighs 4.5 million pounds.
Finally, imperial measurements. That's a nod to football heritage right there. Ronaldo could have gone metric, but he knows his way inside a six-yard box.
How tall is 184 feet? Ian?
Well, 3 feet to a yard, 4 yards in a gallon. It's about a kilometre, isn't it?
And at 18,000 miles an hour, the CR7 will be the fastest space shuttle to be ridden by a human.
Well, he's no human, he's a machine.
Yeah.
But Ronaldo's human as well, and it shows he cares about this race. He lost the yard of pace in his latter career, but he's shown by designing this rocket that he still has the extra yard in his head. But for me, Anthony, it's the exterior of the craft that's truly remarkable. It's painted to look like a giant Cristiano Ronaldo. He's naked save for a pair of Speedos with the Portugal emblem on them, which looks a bit odd, actually. Don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong, Ian.
Don't get me wrong. It's a feat of engineering, but that could be a Man United kit. We could be sending a great British club into space. And forget your fan loyalties. The country would love to see that.
But would you then get the China Space Agency engineered abs and pecs on the side of the spacecraft? No, you wouldn't, Ian.
No.
I don't believe you would.
Fair enough.
And there they are. Giant abs on the rocket, modelled exactly in his image. No spacecraft, it says here, has ever had abdominal muscles. In all of the ones that have launched, Ian, none of them have had abs. Made from Egyptian steel, who Ronaldo proudly sponsors.
Can I ask, the hair on the top of the rocket, is that built to wave in the wind?
That's what the fact sheet says. Yes, there's hair on the top of the rocket. And not only that, it will withstand temperatures of 1,500 degrees Celsius on re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere, just like Ronaldo's real hair.
We truly are witnessing Smells Like Greatness in action.
Gosh, this is incredible. And he is climbing in to the cockpit. There he is as he climbs into it, located in one of the giant eyes. The footage now switches to Lionel Messi, striding purposely onto the tarmac. There he is. There's Lionel. Gives a little wave, takes his hamper, and we are seeing his rocket for the first time, and oh my God.
There it is, Anthony.
Oh,
there
Jesus.
It is. The little maestro, a worthy competitor.
This is... Ian, It's not a very big thing at all.
It isn't.
That's my first impression. It's it's much smaller.
Mm.
It's much smaller.
Mm.
Sorry, this can't be what he's going in. He cannot be going. That's tiny. That's a tiny rocket about the size of a minibus. It's very small, Ian. Compared to Ronaldo, that's very small,
small
as a rocket,
right.
As rockets go.
But it's small just like the plane himself, Anthony. According to the facts on screen, Messi wanted a craft to match his shorter but perfectly formed stature. And I'm just reading this, but with a low centre of gravity, this rocket will duck and weave through asteroids, then beat the moon keeper and stick it in the top crater.
I'm sorry, but with all the fuel it needs to take, though, plus food and water and equipment, you're not going to get a human in that.
Mm.
That's too small. You're barely going to get a rat or a hamster or a
goat, Anthony. I mean, that is another small animal, and I think possibly that's the point that Messi is trying to make here, that he is
the
goat.
He's going to die in there. He's going to die in there. This hasn't been. Have we got time to stop the heat? He can't fit in that. What, 1 minute until launch?
59.
Ian, when did they announce Messi and Ronaldo were going to space? I don't remember this at all.
Well, it has been months in the making, Anthony, and I think it's perfectly natural to have pre-launch jitters.
It's a death trap!
Well, I think he knows what he's doing. This is your opinion that it's risky, but you haven't played the game at the highest level like Messi and Ronaldo's aeronautical engineers have you? I mean, the computer boffins in both camps know exactly what they're doing, I'm sure. Who will reach the moon first? Let us know your predictions on 75358. And in the meantime, check Bet Boosh for the latest odds.
Bet Boosh. Why bet loosh when you's koosh boosh boosh?
They're not trained astronauts. They're not going to survive this. Why is this happening?
Anthony,
what's going on?
Be chill. Think calm thoughts. They're top footballers, Anthony. They're truly world class. Could astronauts score a combined 270 goals in the Champions League? No, they couldn't. So you tell me, which is the easier job?
30 seconds. We've got 30 seconds. Right, both players are in their shuttles. God, Messi looks cramped. His knees are up around his ears and he's taken his shoes off to do the steering of the rocket with his toes.
Well, that's fine. Toes for him are pretty much fingers. That's how skillful he is with the ball at his feet.
This is a nightmare. They're going to die. He's going to die.
Actually, Anthony, I think you're showing a clear Ronaldo bias. And I'm not sure that's appropriate. Here comes the countdown. And I have to tell you, this is class, Anthony. It's a launch countdown performed by their former teammates. Let's cross live to it.
Carlos Puyol, stand.
Jaap Stam here, 9.
Javier Mascherano, 8.
This is how countdowns work.
Phil Jones, number 7 in the countdown.
I'm Ariel Romeo from Southampton. I played with Messi, yes it is true, for one game while we were at Barcelona B. It is a funny fact that yes, I did play with him.
He's taking 10 seconds to say a number!
Aubrey Ferdinand, number 15 at West Ham, 29 at Leeds, but 5 here. 5.
What?!
Hey, the good Jansen, 4.
Look at my trick, 3.
Je suis Eric Abidal, good luck, Leo, 2.
What the fuck?!
Edwin van der Sar, number 1.
Wayne Rooney, blast off.
And they've launched!
Wow!
They've launched! Holy God, it's happening! This is really happening!
Wow!
This is really happening! Both rockets are consumed in billowing smoke.
Woo.
We have liftoff!
Woohoo! Wow! This is top world class rocket launching as they begin the greatest competition of their life.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Oh my God! Oh no!
Oh Jesus!
Oh no!
They've crashed!
Oh holy shit!
They've crashed!
They won't like that.
Both rockets have come down. Messi's lifted 10 feet in the air, then it just spun around on its axis and he crashed into a pylon.
Yeah,
was there a pylon?
That's a shame. That's a shame for Messi. If anything, he launched it too
Ronaldo's,
well.
Ronaldo's, it just toppled over.
I think it was the abs, Anthony. Bolting giant abs onto the side of a vessel will always make it imbalanced.
Why is this happening?
I think that look, rest assured, they're both alive.
They're alive.
They're alive. Messi, look at him. Look at Messi waving cheerfully to the cameras as his medical team cut him out of that glorified camper van. And Ronaldo's just raised his arm above the smoking wreckage. And that shows the strength of these two players. Could Neymar or Kylian Mbappe do that? No, because these two are on another level.
Oh my God, so the space race is over and they are both alive You'll be pleased listening to the coverage instead of watching it because that should not
disturbing.
Have been that it, should it not have been watched. At least not live. Let's call that a draw. It's
well,
a draw in the space race.
Technically, Ronaldo's got closer as it was bigger.
And there ends our exclusive coverage. Coming up on the show, Kevin De Bruyne on why he wants to build a submarine.
I want to see those strange little fish with lights on their heads. They look so stupid. I would just laugh at them.
But first, here's Taj with the news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Only on Sports Hall.
Jesus Christ, Ian, that was a dicey one.
Yeah. I still think Messi's better.
Oh, definitely, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.